Welcome to our Step into God's Mission podcast series. Throughout this series, we will explore God's heart for the whole world and the people He created. For the next few weeks, we will be learning about people God used to spread His love from the Old Testament of the Bible. We will do this by taking a step, stopping to be in the presence of God, talking about a discussion question, exploring a passage from God's Word, and praising God through prayer. Let's start by stopping our busy schedules to be with God today. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out while we listen to Exodus 3:10.
So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
In just a moment, I want you to press pause while you talk about this discussion question. How do you know when to stop and when to go? What things came to mind when you talk about going? A traffic light? A timer or alarm? Someone actually telling you to go? Since the beginning of the Bible, God has been telling His people to go, like He told Moses in our verse today. He told Abraham to go to a land. He told Noah to build a boat. He tells us to go and make disciples. Today, let's explore how God uses Moses to go and further His kingdom.
Exodus 3:10-14. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you."
God has a big job for Moses. He wants to use Moses to help further his kingdom. God is telling Moses to go face Pharaoh, who was kind of like a king, and bring God's people out of slavery under Pharaoh. I don't know about you, but like Moses, I may have felt scared to go. At this point in his life, Moses has run away from Egypt, and now God is asking him to go back and face Pharaoh? But is Moses going alone? No! Right in the middle of this passage, God tells Moses, "I will be with you." This was true for Moses, and it's true for God's people today. God has been calling His people to spread His love and further His kingdom since the beginning of the Bible. But God does not leave us to do this alone. God works with us and through us, just like He was with Moses as He rescued His people from slavery. To end our time today, we're going to praise God through prayer. Today, we're going to pray for people who are sharing the good news of Jesus to people who have never heard it before. God, we are like Moses. We are scared to go sometimes. We pray for those who are serving you as missionaries around the world, that you would help them not to be afraid, but to trust you. Give them the words to say and the boldness to speak and to live so that others can know about the love of Jesus. God, we also ask you to work down in our hearts and use us to spread your kingdom. Help us to know you more with our minds, love you more with our hearts, and praise you more with our words, and spread your love with our actions. Amen.